Let It Have a Penis, Lord, by Christina Curtin, September 30th, 2019. This is a locked door episode. A fair warning that this content might not be suitable for any virgin ears. I am 37 as I write this post. Not dead yet, but not at the ideal age for a 9-month sobriety challenge, aka pregnancy. This isn't the age to start trying again, because apparently I'd be considered as having a geriatric pregnancy. And that's plain ridiculous. I'm fucking 37, not 62. How is that geriatric? I don't use a walker, and I only wet my pants when I sneeze. It needs another name, like seasoned pregnancy. Or how about I'm a mature fucking woman who took my time pregnancy. So I had Gianna at a relatively young age, at 24, and Scarlett about 4 years after. Baby number 3 was never completely off the table, but I had been wrestling for years after I had Scarlett on whether or not I wanted to have another. It took me a while for many reasons. First, Scarlett was a beast. I've somewhat tamed her over the past 3 years, but my mental state would have been severely compromised if I had a baby too soon after she was born. She was entirely too much in good ways and in bad. Having a third that close to her would have been unfair to Gianna and unfair to my quality of life. Scarlett was and is a child that tests your limits. The one who pushes your buttons just to see how far she can get before reeling it back in and giving you the biggest, sweetest hug. Scarlett will do devilish things like steal money from you and not tell you when asked. And she will remain silent as she watches you search the entire house looking for said money. Or smear Nutella in the bathroom so you have to sniff test. Or replace your deodorant stick with cream cheese. She constantly mind fucks us all. So I waited. The second reason it took me so long to try for a third baby is that I felt like, with 2 kids and working full time, that I was never 100% great at being a mother or being an employee. I mean, I do a decent job at both, but my personal mindset was that I couldn't be great at either if pulled in both directions. Vince always wanted a large family since he comes from one. His grandma had 9 fucking kids. 9. That woman was amazing. Miss her every day. Mainly because she 100% always had my back and she called Vince an asshole and a little fucker right to his face. Who wouldn't love a gram like that? She was the best. Having 9 kids was never an option, but I would concede to 3 or 4. However, my requirement for having another was that Vince needed to get financially strong enough on his end so that I could go part-time. Who the fuck am I kidding? Not part-time. I have no qualms about being a stay-at-home mom. It sounds glorious. Glorious! I mean, my work is absolutely amazing and accommodating. I can't complain. It just sounds so freeing to have that time back to do whatever I need for my family. Okay, don't get all judgy on me, current stay-at-home moms. I know you don't sit around and do nothing all day. Loosen the grip on your vaginas. This is just one mom's opinion and life goals. Feminist, I didn't ask for equality, so don't get mad if this is a suitable life goal for me. Anyways, we never really got to the state where I felt comfortable trying again, so I waited. And now, here I am, 37 years old, at the point where, for me, if I don't have a baby in the next year, I think I'm closing up shop. The shop has been on clearance sale for years, and the shelves are full of extra large size crop tops and belts. You know, the stuff no one wants. For now, we are trying. I'm not sure how long it will take, or if I gave the middle finger to pregnancy by deciding to wait too long, and she's gonna say fuck you right back. The first time, with Gianna, it was a pure mistake. 100% shouldn't have happened. I'd only been off the pill for a few weeks, and we did the most sensible kind of contraception. The pull-out method. Never fails, right? Wrong. Don't do it, kids. It's like baby roulette. Regardless, I got pregnant. It was too easy, but I was 24, so maybe my eggs were still fresh and the shop was full of the newest fall fashions at full price. Second go-around with Scarlett, we didn't try per se, but we didn't prevent. And a few months later, after a rousing Halloween party, I was pregnant. Voila! So this child was conceived as I was dressed up as dead Dorothy, and Vince was the scarecrow that killed me. That's the aura that fed into the making of Scarlett. So I guess we shouldn't be too surprised at the outcome. Oh, and my water broke at 3:33 in the a.m. Devil child. Fast forward 8 years. This time we are really trying, mainly because we want to go for a boy. What does that mean? Well, it means I have an app on my phone called Flow. Flow tells me when I am ovulating and asks me to track my vaginal spooge to estimate when my egg drops into place. I know, no one likes to discuss discharge. Sorry, but I am writing what my brain shoots out. No filter. This is a mental diarrhea blog, after all, not your typical mommy blog. Ovulation day is the prime boy baby making time because the boy swimmers are quicker, but they die off fast. If you have sex right when the egg drops, those little suckers will likely get there first and have a fighting chance. Side note, I feel like we should have a themed race around that idea, like a marathon called Insemination 5K, where people dress up like sperm, and at the finish line, there's this giant egg they have to poke through to win. You know, like the Price is Right punch a bunch? That would be so fun. Someone do it, please. I would watch, not participate, because 5Ks are fucking hard. Scarlett is super excited for us to have a baby. She wants to be a big sister so bad. She marks the OD day on our calendar in the kitchen. Except, she writes, have sex on our calendar instead of something more discreet. Why couldn't she draw, you know, a little heart or maybe an egg? It's fine, I guess. We are really open with our kids, but I forgot to erase this little note of encouragement from her and it was on there for a while. I hope that no one visiting saw it or they might not come over again. Seeing have sex on a kitchen calendar written in 8-year-old handwriting would be really disturbing. It's hard though to fit in sex when you actually want it. For me, is very rarely, let alone when dictated by your fertility. So far, we've managed to fit it in, pun intended, for every OD day in the past few months. A feat I am proud of. Whatever emotion or magic that would be a part of the act, however, is kind of placed on the shelf during OD day. We have a purpose, not a passion for sex. I lay there after and feel like a whole chicken that needs to marinate, feet up in the air, just waiting for my time to go in the oven. Just let it have a penis, Lord. Let it have a penis.